These are all the books that I want to read in December, and I can't believe it's the last month of 2023. This is The Drowning Woman by Robin Harden. This book cost me a fortune, so if I don't like it, I'm going to be mad. Then we've got Bright Young Women by Jessica Knoll. We're reading this for mine and Emma's in-person book club. I don't think I would have read this if it hadn't been picked, so maybe I'll end up loving it. And then to get myself in the Christmas spirit, we have a Christmas novella, which is The Christmas Guest by Peter Swanson. It is only short, so I should be able to read this quite quick. And then for my online book club this month, we're reading Her Last Move by John Mars. You can join the online book club through the link in my bio. We've got Black Sheep by Rachel Harrison. This comes out in January. I was lucky enough to get an early copy. This is supposed to be cult vibe, so I want to get it read in December and get my review up. My first haunted house book, we've got Gallows Hill by Darcy Coates. I think me and Natalie are going to buddy read this, so I'm scared. Next of Kin by Keira Abdullah. I have seen everybody giving this 5 stars, so let's hope it's a 5-star for me. Shot in the Dark by Anna Britton. This is a mixed media detective thriller book, and one thing about me is I love mixed media, so high hopes. Dark Corners by Megan Golden. I read The Night Swim by Megan Golden, and this is her newest release, and it follows the same podcaster. However, I do believe they can be read as standalones. And then lastly, my first extreme horror book, Ryan C. Thomas, The Summer I Died. This is quite short. I'm sure I'll be fine. Send me positive vibes. So that's it. They're all the books I want to read for the last month of 2023. Let me know if you've read any of these and what you thought of them.